Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. What about this medium low capacity mom and a medium high capacity mom? What is that and why does it matter?
Well, this one has also been a big light bulb moment for a lot of women. So, you know, capacity, oftentimes women are like, what is capacity? Well, capacity is the physical and emotional energy you have, okay? And so think of it this way. It might indicate how many balls you can juggle before it feels like it's too much. And so let's just, you know, for the sake of illustration, a medium low capacity mom would juggle maybe 3 balls and feel like that's enough. I can't do more than that. And a medium high capacity mom might juggle 6 balls and say, okay, that's enough for me. And this is really important to understand, because oftentimes we compare ourselves to other women and we go, why can't I be more like her? I'll give you an example. You know, I co-authored the book with my daughter, Anne. She is medium low capacity. I am medium high capacity. She has all of her mothering years. She's been mothering now for 6 years. All of her mothering years, she's like, why can't I do as much as my mother? She's trying to figure that piece out. Well, guess what? She came from her mother and her father, and my husband is medium low capacity. So he doesn't like to have too much going on. He gets overwhelmed if he's got too many things that, you know, are responsibilities that he needs to be there. And lo and behold, believe it or not, all 5 of my kids got his capacity. Now that doesn't make, just because I have high capacity and they're low capacity, doesn't make it me better than we're different. We're just different, and we need to allow ourselves to be unique and stop having expectations of one another. So how does this affect friendships? Well, I'll give you an example. My daughter Anne has a friend who is very high capacity. She is involved in a lot of things, and she seems to manage all of them very well. And high capacity people often do. And so Anne always felt like she didn't measure up to her. There's got to be something wrong with me. And until Annie understood this capacity thing, then she realized, wait a minute, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. And in her own words, one of the things she said is, it explains why my medium high capacity friend or mom can do 5 things at once and my limit is 3. It simply helps me embrace me. And I think that's really important because when we can embrace who we are, it also helps us to embrace who others are and allow them to be different than us and allow ourselves to be different from them.
And I don't know if this applies across the board, Jill, but I would say some of my safest friends are medium low. I'm a medium high for sure, but their pace just seems like a safe and restful place for me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, and I think that we have to learn from each other. I mean, I have several medium low capacity friends, and they slow me down in a very good way. Yep. And they remind me that my pace oftentimes doesn't allow me to slow down enough. And so I think we all balance each other out.
Indeed.
And oftentimes, you know, they tell me that my pace often encourage kind of gives them a kick in the seat of the pants when they feel like they need it. So we balance each other out. But that whole capacity thing has been huge in understanding myself as a mother, understanding my kids, understanding my husband, and also understanding the moms that I am living life with.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.